Moments of melody, some words for today, and a song for your heart. Abraham Lincoln wrote the following verses at the age of 17 and sang them on the occasion of his sister's marriage. The woman was not taken from Adam's feet, we see, so we must not abuse her, the meaning seems to be. The woman was not taken from Adam's head, we know, to show she must not rule him, 'tis evidently so. The woman she was taken from under Adam's arm, so she must be protected from injuries and harm. Thessalonians chapter 4. You already know how to please God in your daily living, for you know the commands we gave you from the Lord Jesus Himself. Now we beg you, yes, we demand of you in the name of the Lord Jesus, that you live more and more closely to that ideal. For God wants you to be holy and pure, and to keep clear of all sex sin, so that each of you will marry in holiness and honor. Not in lustful passion, as the heathen do, in their ignorance of God and His ways. And this also is God's will, that you never cheat in this matter of taking another man's wife, because the Lord will pay you back terribly for this, as we have solemnly told you before. For God has not called us to be dirty-minded and full of lust, but to be holy and clean. If anyone refuses to live by these rules, he is not disobeying the rules of men, but of God, who gives us His Holy Spirit. The Bible speaks out plainly on many subjects, including marriage. People may change their ideas of what's right or wrong, what's permissible and what isn't permissible. God's standards never change. The Bible gives the ingredients for a happy marriage. Search for them. You'll find them easily in God's Word, the Bible.